Close your eyes. Just sit back and relax. Make yourself comfortable. You are going to go on a journey in your mind. But how real this is depends entirely on how real you decide to let it be. So take a long, deep breath and just relax. That's right. Take another breath. Inhale real deep. Let it out. Things are changing dramatically. Now, using your powers of imagination, you are suddenly envisioning that you are no longer a human being. You are shrinking down in size. You're shrinking down so small that you're becoming a tiny, tiny, tiny oxygen atom. That's right. You're now an oxygen atom. Your nucleus is at your heart. If you spread your hands out, that would be the tip of the electrons evolving around you. That's you, an oxygen atom. You're extremely important to everything that lives. And our journey begins high in the sky, high over the Atlantic Ocean. You are swirling. The winds are pushing you. You've been swirling high over the Atlantic Ocean, up, down, bouncing into all kinds of different molecules. Carbon, pieces of dust, water vapor molecules. Sometimes they suck you up and you fall a little bit, then you break off and you dance around. And this has been going on for months. But suddenly, the winds have subsided and you're finding yourself dropping. And you see an island down below in the water. And it looks like there's a city there. Well, as you're talking to your friendly molecules up in the air, next thing you know, you've drifted all the way down to the earth, and suddenly you get sucked into this huge giant cave, and the cave has big white pillars and blocks around it, and you're thinking, oh no, you went into someone's mouth. You got sucked into someone's mouth. This is incredible. Vaguely remember having been in a mouth before. But now, this big room is turning into a small corridor. You look up, it's pretty dark, but you can see these red walls, and you're getting sucked in further. You're going down, down, into the body of this person. You're going down what the humans call the trachea. And the rooms are getting smaller, and suddenly there's branches that go off every imaginable way. It's like a cave. There's smaller and smaller caves, and you have endless choices. But you just go with the flow, with which, whatever direction the molecules are pushing you. And you end up in these small, small little holes, and you can't help it, but you want to go through them. These are the bronchioles in the lungs. And you're going into smaller and smaller little places as though you're trying to squeeze through a little drainage pipe. You can barely get through, and it feels like now you're sliding into a sleeping bag, a mummy bag. And you're finding yourself in the alveoli. But why are you here? You're just getting pushed and pushed against by many other molecules, but it doesn't seem to bother you. Until you're pushing hard against the walls, and the walls seem to open up like a big net, like a big fish net, but the holes are wide enough where boom, you pop through. You pop through, and suddenly you find yourself in this highway of endless, endless big red blood cells come parading by. And so, this looks like fun. Let's get on one of these things. You've hooked onto a red blood cell, and you find yourself in what's known as the pulmonary vein. You're in a pulmonary vein inside the human being, cruising along this blood cell through branches of veins, but they seem to be getting bigger. Veins are getting bigger, and as you go, you can hear some ominous sound in the background. What is that sound? Hear it? I hear something in the background, and it's getting louder. As you cruise along through this pulmonary vein, and you're holding on to this blood cell, you're just attached to the blood cell, the sound is getting louder. It's as though you're going into some big central factory or the main powerhouse of that's powering all of these red blood cells. And next thing you know, sure enough, you come up against a big chamber and you get dumped in, and the sound is really loud now. You're into the left atrium of a human heart. You just fell into the atrium. In front of you, staring at you, the big doors of the tricuspid valve. You get pushed up against. When it gets a little too crowded, boom! You're in the left ventricle. Wow. It's a little crowded in here now. The walls are kind of stretched with big red material, big solid red heart muscle. And you go plunging now out through a semilunar valve. Looked kind of like the tricuspid, but a little different in shape. And you're in another one of these tunnels. This is now the aorta. Big tunnel. Big high ceiling, like a subway tunnel. And you're hanging on to your red blood cell. You're hanging on to that cell. And you're sitting on it like you're sitting on the back of a dolphin, cruising through this incredible big room. But the room, once again, is starting to get smaller, kind of like what happened when you went into the lungs. But you're in this big fluid mix right now. And they continue to get smaller, and you're getting smaller and smaller. There's rumors going around amongst the different cells that you're headed to a muscle. And they really need you there. We really, really need you. It's good to be needed. And boy, you as an oxygen are following the red blood cells out to the muscle. Now when we get up right next to the muscle cell, you look and there's a big wall. But again, you're getting pushed up against the cell of this muscle, and it's kind of like a big fishnet, and it seems to be that there's spaces big enough for you to squeeze through. And you could tell you're really needed in there. They're calling you, we need you, we need you. So of course, you're a very benevolent oxygen molecule. And you say, yes, I'm going to go where I'm needed. And it's also nice to go where you're liked. So you go. You break through this membrane, and you end up right in the middle of a muscle cell. You've passed through the cell membrane. You've passed right through that cell membrane, and as small as you are, it practically just looked like a big fishnet that you could kind of weasel through. When you get into the muscle cell, there's all sorts of activity going on. It's like a huge, gigantic train station. Endless molecules running around. But word has it that you're needed for cellular respiration. That's the first job you really have. They call this glycolysis. And you're sitting there in the cytoplasm, watching all this stuff take place. And you realize that you have to be part of glycolysis. And you just seem to know what to do. You notice a bunch of glucose molecules seem to be gathering around you. They really have taken an interest in you. just what are you going to do with these glucose molecules? And first of all, you ask them, where did you come from? And, well, apparently, the guy whose body this guy just ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and, you know, we just came up from the digestive tract, and we were part of that sandwich, and now we're up here, and we were told that we've got to hook up with you in order to give this muscle some energy. Wow. So, here you are. How am I going to hook up with this glucose molecule? Well, you combine, and what happens is that you transform with this glucose molecule into two other molecules of pyruvic acid. And so suddenly you've been changed. You are now part of a pyruvic acid molecule. But in that process, an enormous amount of energy got released into the cytoplasm, and the muscle cells certainly used this. You're not sure what this person whose body this is doing right now, but all you can see is where you are inside this cell. Now, you have a choice of which kind of pyruvic acid molecule you want to be. But either way, energy is a result. So, at this point, we're cruising along. Let's see what else is in this cytoplasm here. This cytoplasm is something else. It's just a big array. It's like going to a wild foreign marketplace or something with just all sorts of things going on. But you seem to have a real mission. And word has it that as this pyruvic acid molecule, you got to head for the mitochondria. That's right. And you hit the membrane of the mitochondria. And again, you seem to just squeeze your way through this membrane, kind of like that fishnet again. And you get inside. So what am I doing here? What do we do in the mitochondria? And at this point, you have a choice. Bottom line is, you are going to get converted again. It seems like this whole cell thing is just a big game of converting you and transforming you. But you either go and become a carbon dioxide molecule or a water molecule. And in this process, depending on which one you end up doing, more energy gets released. More energy. And so, wow, you're really helping out this cause here in this cell by releasing all this energy. So, what you decide to do is become a carbon dioxide molecule. Now, some of your partners who didn't choose that path will stay in the cell, and they hang out in that cell for a long time. But suddenly, you've become carbon dioxide, and no one likes you anymore. They're looking at you. You better get out of here. This is why. Well, we don't need carbon dioxide here. We wanted oxygen. Your carbon dioxide, get out. As a matter of fact, it's so intense that just because you turn into a carbon dioxide molecule, they want you out of there. If you're not out of there, they say it'll kill them. They'll die. There's too many. They have no use for you. This is kind of a one-way street here in a way. So, wow, time to get out, and you find your way out of the cell. You push through each membrane, and you find yourself pushed and shoved in so many places, it's really hard to keep track. And you're just going with the flow, because it seems as though there's a force pushing you. You're not really sure what it is. But through the next membrane, you finally get back out of the cell membrane, and you end up once again in one of those long hallways filled with red blood cells. And you jump on the cell. Once again, they're like your little transportation medium, and you jump on this cell and you cruise. You're not really sure where you're headed, but for some reason they seem to know. They look, take one look at you and your carbon dioxide. It says, we know where to put you. And you're cruising. The rooms are different sizes. The walls, the ceiling is big, ceiling is small. Then it starts getting smaller. And where do you end up? With this rather spongy-like small catacombs, and you're all working around with other molecules. You know where you ended up? You're in the kidney of the person. You're meeting ammonia molecules and salt molecules and all other kinds of kind of the riffraff of the body. No one wants these things, and you're sort of stuck here. But you think, well, there's got to be a place for me to go where I'm wanted, huh? There's got to be a place. So you all gather together in this kidney, and you band together, and you go down another hallway. You've left the blood cell now. The blood cell's long past. You go down the hallway with all of your fellow waste products into a great big giant swimming pool. Huge. It's like being in an aquarium. And you hang out there for several hours, really wondering what's going to happen, until you start hearing this flood sound, this big flood. You say, no, that can't be us. Oh, yes. Here you go. Hang on. Just let it be.
You are moving.
Moving faster, 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 faster. You're going so fast. You're going on a water slide. It's down the water slide. Down, down, down. Faster, faster, faster. You're like at the water park. Until you go flying out. Suddenly you get hit by sunshine. What is going on? Bam. You hit all of this dirt. You're on a big bed of dirt. And all the molecules are piling on top of you, and you just end up nestling down in between. You sink deep. You sink down in. The sunshine's gone. You're down deeper into the dirt. You keep getting sucked down, and there's some water seems to be coming on top of you, and you're going down deeper and deeper, and you get nestled in between some different types of carbon atoms. And you're actually quite comfortable now. There's not much activity, really. Except there's different little games going on between all sorts of molecules and atoms down here. But you're not really taking part. And several days go by, and you're living in this dirt, until you end up washing up against another big membrane. And it's a cell membrane of a root. And there seems to be something pulling you into this root. There's a need. They're saying, we need carbon dioxide. We want carbon dioxide. And so, wow. After being discarded from this other place, you're a complete outcast. It's like, got the wrong kind of haircut or something. And now you're the life of the party. Everyone loves you again. And you're still just carbon dioxide. I mean, you're hooked up with these carbon atoms. And you nestle through this membrane. You nestle through the root membrane. Just like that net again. A little different, though. And you're in the root cell. And actually, you're in between cells. And the cells seem to be pushing you. They're pushing you, like massaging you. And boy, it feels great after being in the dirt and in that bladder and all this. Now you feel great, and there's a bunch of other carbon dioxide cells with you. And you're just hanging out, but they're taking you somewhere. Slowly taking you down this long, thin tube that's kind of flat, and it pushes on your body, out on the extremities of your electrons, and you're pushing along on this long, thin, flat tunnel. And the tunnel seems to change, but not too much. Over about 8 hours, this is going on, and you're suddenly seeing something change a little bit. The color of your tunnel is turning a little bit greenish. And you notice some light. There's some light shining through. It's as though you're looking through an opaque shower curtain or someone was shining a light through the blinds when the sun comes up, and you can tell there's something out there, but you can't really see anything at this point. But all you know is someone really likes you because you are carbon dioxide. As you go, the room turns totally green. It's sort of taken a different shape. And you're amongst a bunch of different kinds of cells now. And there seems to be one huge party going on. But you're a little bit suspect here, because last time you went to one of these, you got transformed and they didn't like you anymore. Well, maybe that could happen again. But it doesn't always result in something bad. So let's give it a shot. It's bright. It's gotten really bright. And you notice that these molecules, there's carbon dioxide molecules lining up in the light with water. And as you watch this, they get transformed. There's this transformation taking place. And the carbon dioxide breaks up into pure oxygen again. And the byproducts include sugar. What a wild thing. Didn't you just come from sugar somewhere? I don't know. It's so hard to keep track at this point. But, so everyone's doing it. Let's do it. And you lay yourself out in the light. And you sidle up next to some water molecules. And next thing you know, you're no longer a carbon dioxide. You've turned into oxygen, and there's these sugar molecules, and everyone's so happy. They're welcoming the sugar, and they're saying, yes, sugar, we love you. But then they look over at you, and yes, you're right. No good. We don't want oxygen. And you feel pretty bad about it, but you're noticing all these other oxygen atoms. Now, just because they turned and stopped hanging out with a carbon atom and they've turned into pure oxygen, you're not too popular anymore. Well, maybe we should go back to that human cell. I don't know. That might be a good idea. Well, the only way out of here is to follow the other oxygen molecules. And they tell you once again, if you stick around in here, oxygen, this whole leaf is going to die. This whole leaf will die. We can't have you here. Sorry. So you feel a little used, but what the heck? Jump off the leaf. Everyone's jumping off the leaf. And where are you? Falling. The wind picks you up, and you're high in the sky. Right back where you started. But really, where are you? For weeks and weeks and weeks, you float. Months go by. You're still floating. You're over the ocean again, and you find yourself on the other side of the world, the continent of Africa, again falling to the planet, falling down to Earth, and a big crowd of human beings. Well, as an oxygen molecule, you certainly know where you're loved, so you waste no time. Start your little plan off.